You are listening to episode 145 of the Walking Leader Podcast. This is the Walking Leader Podcast, episode number 145. I am your host, David Guerra, author of The Walking Leader and Great to Follow. In this episode, I'm going to talk about how you, as the walking leader, must set the standards. That's right. Setting the standards. So what is setting the standards? Well, the Hartford Insurance Company defines the standards as your standards define how your company acts, which in turn builds trust in your brand. They can be guidelines that describe quality, performance, safety, terminology, testing, or management systems, to name a few. They can comply with authoritative agencies, professional organizations, and be enforceable by laws such as required medical degrees for doctors or credentials for financial planners, or they can be voluntary rules you establish to create confidence among your clients that your business operates at a high and consistent quality level, such as a restaurant using only the highest quality, locally sourced ingredients. Standards must align with your mission, business objectives, and organizational leadership and be implemented consistently across your enterprise. Employees need to buy into the value of adhering to the standards so everyone is pulling in the same direction and reinforcing your brand. End quote. Wow, that was awesome. And folks, I'm going to have the link to this, setting the company standards, on the show notes page on DaveGuerra.com. Wow, that's very comprehensive. It's two quick paragraphs, but again, it's loaded, and it's really, really loaded. So what does this all mean? Well, the standard is not necessarily the minimum effort or the very least you're going to tolerate. It's what you expect, and obviously there can be low standards and very high standards. And My recommendation to anyone, any leader, walking leader, anyone, is to set those standards high. And I'll talk a little bit more about that. As a leader, setting the standard is dictating what your expectations are in your personal and professional life. What are the standards in your personal or professional life? The standards you set, what are they? And why do I include your personal life in this? Because they work together. It's a symbiotic relationship. Your personal life and your professional life, they work together. Because you have a professional life, you generate money from that professional life, you generate revenue, and in turn, you're able to pay the bills, pay for the house, pay for the food, put food on the table, clothe the kids, get yourself that car, take that vacation, because one is necessary for the other. But you have to have a home, a place to rest, be comfortable. And if you're comfortable and everything's good on your personal side, your professional life, then grows as well, because there's none of that added strain. So that's why I include both your personal and professional life in this. And that's why I ask, what are the standards? See, for example, at work, you can expect every member of the team to produce a minimum of 10 widgets every week. That would be the standard, 10 widgets a week, every employee. At home, you tell your children you expect them to have grades of A's and B's. That is the standard. That's your standard at home. That's your standard for your children. And over time, however, you're going to have to adjust the standards, either raise them or lower them, because, well, there's going to be extenuating circumstances. In some cases, especially with the kids in school, they may encounter a difficult subject and are having trouble adjusting that. Well, then you adjusting to that new course and grasping it. And even though they're getting that extra help and they're going to tutoring, you know, it might help to just say, okay, I would settle for a low B, a high C. And that's understandable. But again, as long as they're communicating with you why they're going to have this difficulty or why this difficulty is taking place. And on the professional side, the 10 widget minimum may be altered because there might not be enough orders coming in or there's too many orders coming in. Again, it depends on what's going on. So you adjust accordingly, but it's not something you just arbitrarily, oh, it's the first person who comes in and complains, oh, well, let's just lower the standard. No. You took time to develop these standards. You need to take time to adjust these standards. And of course, there's always going to be extenuating circumstances, but you need to look at those on a one-to-one basis. Now, however, once the standards are set, you as the leader, as the walking leader, you must enforce them. See, because not enforcing the standards invites lack of respect to set in. and you're going to hear things or overhear things such as, oh, he or she is just a pushover. Don't worry about it. Or don't worry about the standards. Those are him or her just going through the motions to appease the organization, to appease, you know, the higher ups. You know, don't worry about it. Or don't worry, if you don't meet your 10, it's okay. He'll let it slide. No, you have to enforce your standards. And again, let's go back here just a little bit, because it does fall back on personal standards. It truly does. As for personal standards, when it comes to being the walking leader, you have no choice in this matter. You're wanting to not just be the leader of a few, but of many, which is the case in which is the case many times. That means that you cannot, must not, will not, should not ever shirk your responsibilities to yourself and then to others. Your responsibility to yourself, you may be asking. Well, that's your personal standards. Yes. Remember, rule number one of taking care of others, especially as a walking leader, is to take care of yourself. We're not talking about the first rule of the walking leader. No, we're talking about the first rule of taking care of others. And that's to take care of yourself. Seriously, and to be blunt, what good would you be to others or to be able to take care of others if you cannot take care of yourself? Seriously, answer that question. How are you expected to take care of others and lead others and guide others if you can't lead yourself and guide yourself and take care of yourself? And this applies at all levels, in education, health, across the board. It's so much that applies to you. So you must act on it, and you have to figure out a way to take care of yourself. So therefore, you must set your personal standards, and like I said earlier, set them high. Set them high. One, because you want to be the leader, people are going to look up to you, and they're going to say, "Well, he's just got mediocre standards." But if you set them high, well, whoa, now they're talking. It's like, hey, you know what? I want to be like him. I want to be like her. I want to be like Dave. I want to be the walking leader. I want to be the next walking leader. So you set those standards high. Give somebody something to look forward to. It challenges them. It inspires them. And most of all, it motivates them. Now, on the other side of the coin, now here's where it gets tricky. Because there are people out there that are eager to bring you down. They're eager to knock you down. And they go out of their way to find it. See, people are intentional in finding faults in you as a leader. And that just comes with the territory. And one of those faults is performing with low standards. So if they see something that's at a low standard, oh, well, why should you follow him? Look at him. He can't even take care of himself. He's like, he weighs too much. Or look at this. Or look at that. Look at the shoes. I mean, little nitpicky things, but then again, also big things. Big, huge things. It's like we've seen them in the motion pictures. We've seen them stereotyped in motion pictures. And I'm talking about the police officers, the older police officers. Even the Simpsons will stereotype the older police officers. Eating the donuts, kind of bigger, hefty kind of individual. And yet they're the police chief. They're the ones that are in charge of people. How can they go chasing down somebody if they're portrayed as big slugs, slow individuals? And slugs, not in a derogatory term, but in the sense of they move slow. How are they going to be able to catch a young 19-year-old trying to outrun them? So if the standard is to be healthy, well, then that's the high standard. That is the standard, is to be healthy. And if, especially if your job requires that at some point you're going to have to run and chase down somebody, can you still do it? So, like I said, if you're performing at the low standards, then there's going to be people out there that are going to find that fault. And yes, there are individuals chomping at the bit to turn your low standards against you. It's just like I said about that stereotype motion picture police officer or police captain or police chief. It's a sad existence for those that are out there looking for that. Those that individuals that are just ready to chomp at the bit. It's a sad existence for them, but it's true. So why give them fodder to be used against you? Now, of course, there's the standard of don't worry about the words said by those that do not understand you and your purpose. It's true. There's no need to worry. Do not worry about them. And ignoring the naysayers is important. However, as a new walking leader, you are in the business of sales. It doesn't matter what you do. You're in the business of sales because you're a new walking leader. While you are not selling a widget, you are selling yourself and your abilities to lead people and to get out there and motivate people and inspire people. So you're selling what you bring to the company buffet as a leader. However, while most naysayers do not have the guts to call you out directly, most naysayers are cowards. Well, about 99% of them are cowards and have no issue saying things against you and what you're trying to accomplish, and just, they're going to be negative behind your back because that's where they thrive, behind your back. And unfortunately, though, they're going to be communicating directly. They're going to be communicating that negativity directly to your followers and potential followers, because that's where naysayers thrive. That's where naysayers just fester. So keep your standards high. Keep them so high that their negativity actually comes across as jealousy to your followers, to the point that your followers will just see it. It's like, oh, he's just being jealous. He's got no basis to this. Look, this leader, this individual I look up to and I aspire to be one day, has such high standards that this guy's just jealous, or this gal is just jealous. And they'll ignore the naysayers because, again, the naysayers can only go so high because they have set their own standards so low. And the standard being that they have to find a fault in others, not in themselves, but in others. So having such high standards, you will be seen. Well, it will be seen. You'll be seen as a challenge by your followers. You'll be seen as like, you know, if Dave can write 7 books, I can write 8 books. If Dave has a podcast and he's already 100-something episodes into it, I'm going to have 200-something episodes into it. You set that standard. You set that high standard. And your followers will try to emulate it or beat it. And as a leader, they should be beating you. They should be outdoing you. Because isn't that what you're trying to do? You're trying to make them better than you. So as a leader, ensure you're challenging your followers by setting such high standards. And also, kind of come back to those naysayers, they're going to become tools of envy. And I know envy's not a good thing, but it falls on them, because those that are negative and naysayers and jealous, well, they're going to have that. It's like, well, you know, this guy is just constantly raising his standards. Well, that's what you're supposed to do. See, once you have your standards set, get to work on them. Get to work on them. If my standard is I'm going to write 10 books by the close of, or have 10 books under my belt by the close of 2019, well, then that's my standard. I got to get to work. So work on meeting your high standards. If you're going to lose 20 pounds by the end of 2019, folks, now's the time to start. We're at the end of July, and next week is August. Now's the time to start. So you set your goals, you set your standards, and you set them high. And then work on meeting your high standards. Then after a while, find ways to move your standards up another notch or two. Exactly. Just keep working at improving. And you can do it. It can be done. It can be done. Avoid the naysayers. Don't pay attention to the naysayers. Pay attention to yourself, that little voice inside you that says, yes, I can set these high standards and I believe in these high standards. And here's a little something interesting and timely, a little timely mantra that I found online, and I'll have the link online as well. Quote, I create my own standards. I do not accept mediocrity. I will not be ordinary or average. I know I can do better, and I will do better. I will not settle for less than my very best. End quote. Folks, that's it right there. There you go. There's your mantra. That's what you shoot for. Remember that. Set your standards. Set them early, because again, it sets the tone. It sets the path of the organization. It sets the tone and the path of your personal life. And the two together, you're going to make it. You're going to make it. And then you just keep raising your standards. Eventually, the naysayers will have nothing to say. The negativity, the jealousy, the envy, all of that will disappear. And most times, you're just going to win over those naysayers, because they see you succeeding and they want a piece of that action. And especially when no one is listening to their negativity, they'd rather be a part of the action on the good side. So give it a shot. Well, folks, you've been listening to episode 145 of the Walking Leader podcast, How the Walking Leader Sets the Standards. And I do invite you to tell me what you think of this episode. Email me at dave@daveguerra.com. That's my email address, dave@daveguerra.com. Also, reach out to me on Twitter at Dave Guerra. Dave Guerra, my name is all one word. And also, I invite you to visit my Facebook page at facebook.com/thedavidguerra. That's right. There we go. So email me, Twitter, reach out to me on Twitter, visit my Facebook page. Also, follow me on Instagram. Got some good stuff going on there. And Instagram. Go open up the app on your iPhone or Android phone, whatever. And then once you're there, down at the bottom, you've got the little house, you've got the magnifying glass, the box with the plus, the heart, and your picture. Go ahead and click on that magnifying glass. And up at the top, search for Dave underscore Guerra, G-U-E-R-R-A. And there you go. You'll see me there, my face, blue background, and there should be a box down there that says follow. Go ahead and follow. Let me know. Let me know you're following. Should like to hear from you. Well, let's see. I think that's good. We're going to wrap it up. So I thank you again for listening to episode 145. Join me next time for episode 146. And I'll be talking about, as a walking leader, what you need to do to motivate your followers. And until then, take care and remember to always go beyond the grind and go beyond the hustle, because that is the only way to be the walking leader and a leader that is great to follow. Take care.